I mean, it is just a flashpoint. And it really is a place that describes a shift in the story of Jacob. Because up until now, Jacob's had some difficult situations in his life, but everything's been pretty good. He's been blessed. He's been over here. Laban's tried to snooker him half a dozen different ways, and every time he tries to cheat him, God blesses him and just prospers him, and he just keeps getting richer and wealthier and more blessed until he comes to Shechem. And then things take a very tragic turn. Three calamities are going to befall Jacob in his life, and all three of them are related to this city. The first one we're about to read about is the rape of his daughter Dinah. The second is the premature death of his beloved wife Rachel, and we'll talk about how it's connected here in a minute. And the third is that this is going to be the area in which Joseph, his son, disappears. Three calamities that are going to really test the faith of this guy. The first time that we come into contact with this city is in Genesis chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, which hopefully by now you should know, you should be very familiar with Genesis 12. Genesis 12, 1 through 3 ought to be as familiar to you as John 3:16. Because if you want to understand the salvation that is being promised to you in John 3:16, you better go back and read Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Because it's the promise God makes to Abraham that defines the salvation that we sing and celebrate about. Listen to what he says in verse 6. Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land, and the Lord appeared to Avram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Shechem is so important. It is the first place mentioned in Abraham's journey once he comes into the Holy Land. Shechem is the first place that he comes to, and it's the first place that he builds an altar to the Lord. And the first altar built at Shechem is based on a promise that God makes to him that his descendants will inherit the land. He then moves on to Bethel, down here in the area of Jerusalem, and there he builds another altar and begins to call on the name of the Lord. This is actually going to come into play, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, in the New Testament. Abraham builds an altar at Shechem. Abraham builds an altar at Bethel. So which one is more important? That is the modern dispute that Jesus encounters with the woman at the Samaritan well. Because Shechem is built between two mountains, Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, and down at the base of Mount Gerizim is this town called Shechem, and this area becomes the dominant area. In fact, they call it Samaria. This is where the Samaritans, sort of the, I don't like this term, but because I don't want to be racist or demeaning, but it's where the half-breeds, the Jewish people who intermarried. Interestingly, the Jewish people didn't really consider them idolaters, but they were scorned because they had intermarried. But there was a great debate between, should you go worship on the mountain in Jerusalem, or should you offer your sacrifices here on Mount Gerizim? Along with that, this is the mountain when Israel is divided into two kingdoms. This is the mountain where Jeroboam will first build his pagan altar or his false altar and tell people, don't go up to Jerusalem. Now, later he'll build another one way up here in the area of Dan, but that is the first one. I believe the first altar represents the tabernacle. Now, I'm not going to be able to go into great detail about this tonight, but I, quite honestly, because I haven't worked it out in my own head, but I believe that there's, as Jacob is going through the land and he's building these altars, there's something significant that we're supposed to take note of in this conflict between Gerizim and Jerusalem. And like I said, we'll come back to that as we close out tonight. Verse 20 says that he erects an altar there and he calls it El Elohei Israel, which is God is Israel's Lord. And this is another first because it is the first time that the scriptures now begin to refer to the sons of Jacob as Israel. All right? And we're going to read in chapter 34, it's also the first time that the sons of Israel, the sons of Jacob, begin to refer to themselves as sons of Israel.